Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Mulholland is here. I'm happy out. Miss Mulholland, good morning to you.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. Listen to me, before we go any further, your man is stuck in traffic apparently.
He is.
The fish.
He slept in this morning.
Mr. Fish.
Is I'm joking. No, I think he left 3 hours ago.
But it's, yeah. You're not a million miles away.
No, I'm very lucky.
And he is in wherever he is, but he's coming up the Rock Road, yeah. Which is generally troublesome anyway. Listen, firstly, thank you for agreeing to be on our show on Thursday.
I can't wait. I'm just beyond excited.
Oh, for
singing with the orchestra.
Sake.
When I got the call to do this, yeah. I thought, this is such a gift for any singer.
Yeah.
I love it. I did a concert with them about 10 years ago.
Sure.
Andrew Lloyd Webber concert.
That's right.
With Alex Sharp and actually Jessie Buckley.
Yes.
She sang in it too.
That's right.
Where is she now?
Whatever the Hollywood. But you do feel there's something about them. Even when they just strike up, you go, oh my God.
Oh, and actually that is... one of my favourite sounds in the whole world is an orchestra warming up. It reminds me of when my dad, God rest his soul, used to bring me to Leisureland in Galway. He'd bring me to all the concerts and just sitting there as a kid listening to the orchestra warming up.
Right.
The anticipation of what's to come.
Well, you're Salt Hill, Carol, aren't you?
I am.
You are.
Salt Hill, born and bred,
But there's a special sound that they have, and they're versatile and they're fun and they're adaptable, and they, at the moment, can't seem to stop working.
Oh,
it's astonishing the work they do.
I hear ads all the time for the next, you know, there's, I think, a We Will Rock You coming in.
That's
May,
right,
and
we have a great list of songs and tunes, obviously, for Thursday.
I know. And for such
Sunday.
An eclectic mix.
Well,
it's great, something for everyone.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And you're taking on quite a few great ones. Burt Bacharach.
Yes.
Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
You're kind of going down. Levion Rose. Now, listen, last time you were here, it was because of your work with Camille at the Gate.
Yes. Piaf over Christmas.
Oh,
that was
beautiful.
Amazing.
It was magnificent.
I played Marlene Dietrich, and she was such
a
wonderful.
Attitude.
Oh,
did you
loved
have attitude
it.
On that stage?
Channeled all my.
You did, yeah.
But
you were full of it.
Kind of,
well, hello.
Oh, loved it. And she was. Remember, we were talking about this the last time. She was. Burt Bacharach was her MD.
That's right.
He toured with her.
With Marlene Dietrich.
And
that's
she
right.
really championed him. She, you know, she said, "You're going to be a big star." And
there's the linkage now, isn't it? The way the circle can be closed.
I know. Yeah. So
that's going to be great. So we've all these things. The other thing, I just want to mention something, because you're doing something else called Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered.
Yes.
This is at the concert hall. It's nothing to do with us, but it's on the 12th of May.
What's that? So it is Rodgers and Hart's songbook.
Okay.
I'm going to be performing with the lovely Niall Kinsella and Francis Foreman, who's another Chicago performer. And we're going to be doing songs like Manhattan, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, obviously, The Lady's a Tramp, all the really great jazz standards
that they wrote. But hang on, this is at lunchtime.
Yeah, it's a little lunchtime gig, and we're hoping to bring it on tour then afterwards as well.
It's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
People love these songs. These songs, they have a life. They have never gone away.
Oh,
it's astonishing to me.
Well, that's what the classics are all about, aren't they? They'll survive. And I can't wait to...
Now, I don't have you singing Manhattan. Is it okay if we give it a spin from Ella?
I'll let you this time.
Oh, well, look, I think there's a decency in you that I can't fault. So well done for that. Just a reminder, it's Aoife Mulholland, it's Francis Foreman, it's Niall Kinsella, and it's on Friday, 12th of May at 1 o'clock at the National Concert Hall, and nch.ie is how you get the info. And we play a bit of Ella. We've got a bit of news to do first. I've got to do the news, very important. RTÉ Lyric FM, it is. Marty, the morning, you'll stay, will you? You will?
I will.
Stay.
I'll stay around,
now.
Yeah, if you let me.
9:30, let's get the latest news with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and good morning from the newsroom. The Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin has said 50 Irish citizens have been safely evacuated from Sudan by the French and Spanish authorities overnight. He said the operation to evacuate the remaining 100 Irish citizens would take a number of days. The first members of an Irish Special Forces team have been dispatched to help people escape from the escalating violence. Minister Martin says it's a very difficult situation.
The situation is fluid. We estimate there's about 150 plus Irish citizens registered with our embassy in Nairobi. That can include dependents, so you'll appreciate the situation is fluid, but 50 have been evacuated so far, and more to come. A consular team from the Department of Foreign Affairs have been on the ground in Djibouti since yesterday.
Abdullah is an Irish citizen who's studying medicine in Khartoum. His mother and sister were visiting him when the fighting broke out. They managed to escape on a bus last night, as Abdullah explains.
We woke up to an email from the embassy telling us to go to the French embassy. When we arrived, they take your passport, they just write down your name and nationality. There is a bunch of European nationalities there. Different backgrounds, also all the same story. Like, some of them were also very shocked with the short notice. Right now we're on the way there to hopefully what they say is a military airport.
In other news, Gardaí in Monaghan are investigating a serious assault on a woman in her 60s over the weekend. The woman was found with serious injuries at a house in Carrickmacross on Sunday afternoon. She was taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where her condition has been described as critical but stable. A man in his 20s has been arrested. The weather forecast, mostly cloudy and damp to start, with showery rain across much of the east and midlands, brighter in the afternoon, and highest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
Thanks, Emma. It's now 9:32.
This April, one man's journey,
he traveled the length of England to save a woman from dying,
gives a nation hope. Jim Broadbent.
I'll keep walking and she must keep living.
Penelope Wilton.
You're nearly there.
Don't miss the film critics are calling deeply moving and life-affirming. The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry in cinemas April 28th. Certificate 15A.
Gjeldne, Ireland's only festival celebrating the arts and creativity as we age, returns this May with an unmissable lineup of in-person and online events.
From cabaret to comedy, poetry to painting, circus to singing, and much more.
Gjeldne promises to challenge and entertain from dawn till dusk.
Visit gjeldne.ie for details.
Gjeldne is an age and opportunity initiative.
Funded by the Arts Council.
RTE supporting the arts.
Supporting artists.
Supporting us.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
I was sent this now. This missive has arrived. It says, Mart, what's the difference between a hippo and a zippo? One is very heavy. The other is a little lighter.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. Compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently glide by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. True love conquers in the wilds and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna. little stroll where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Manhattan, there it is. It's Manhattan music from the great Ella Fitzgerald and Rodgers and Hart, and playing that this morning because Rodgers and Hart is the show, the Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, that Eve is doing at the concert hall. Dr. Fish!
Dr. Fish, that's
how are
nice.
You?
I like the sound of that.
Jerry, you made it in from the wilds of the roads.
I made it in, yeah.
You poor Jerry.
I'm very lucky I don't do it every day.
On that basis, you couldn't do it every day. Considering.
Some people do, don't
well,
they?
Well, yeah. But you were saying it took you nearly 3 hours to get through.
Nearly
you were telling
3 hours, yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
A lot of daydreaming.
Yeah. Writing songs as you go, writing down lyrics. Anyway, listen, firstly, Eve and I were chatting earlier. Thank you for being a part of our...
Anything
concert on Thursday.
You, Martin. When we go back so long, I remember Live at Three with An Emotional Fish and
funny?
Way back, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then with Mary Kennedy and Open House. Like, it's open funny house. The way talent continues and, you know, you continue to be that person. You never lose it. We were talking earlier on, you and I, you were in the West End doing your Maria thing
yes.
on the telly.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
woman came fourth out of 10,000 people.
Wow.
Like, you think about that. So talent will out. That's how it works.
The bribes worked.
I think you're lucky if you can stick at it, you know, and
yeah.
you're kind of like,
yeah.
And it's something we love doing, you know, we do it every day, it's great.
But that is what it is, isn't it? Now,
yeah.
listen, amongst the things you're going to be taking on, you're singing a bit of Sinatra for us on the night.
I think I am. Are we allowed to disclose
what
we're singing? I can say it's literally anything for Mark.
Well, the point, have you sung Sinatra before?
The first stuff I did with the concert orchestra
was
the big songs. I think I did I've Got You Under My Skin.
Well, right, well then.
And
sure.
stuff like that. No,
yeah.
I do. Well, I grew up in it. My daddy's a crooner, so I kind of grew up with
But you
crooners.
See, you've heard it all your life, that stuff.
That's it.
And again, we were talking about the whole Rodgers and Hart stuff here, Eve and I. Mm-hmm. And those songs have lived forever. The American songbook is so strong still for everybody.
Yeah,
boys and girls.
They will last forever. They're just absolute classics. The way they were written, they're just so well written.
Yeah,
I think, you know, they are amazing. And amazing arrangements, you know.
That's right.
And Dino, you've got me doing Dino. He's one of my favourites.
Well, we just thought we'd give you a little bit of that moment as
That's
well.
That's one of my favourites,
well,
for sure.
That's the thing. We're trying to find out in our own heads. We were sitting down trying to put the music together. Well, we were putting it together with the orchestra and trying to... So you have classical moments and you have contemporary moments. You've got a bit of Burt Bacharach. You're doing Joni Mitchell, for
yes,
God's sake.
Yeah.
So do you see where we're going? So and your great song.
True Friends, yeah.
Beautiful. I can't wait
now,
to hear that.
My current wife adores the song. She's been my wife for a while. She loves that song. And has always loved
it. Keep them on their toes, man.
Yeah, no. Two chances. She has, but she's loved that song always.
Oh,
and it was she initially who said to me, wouldn't that be great to have that on stage?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Maria's
when
her
did
name.
You write
and
that one?
You can bring
Jay.
A tenor with you.
That was actually written on in just one single session in
You're
one
joking.
Day. Yeah.
Aww.
And
wow.
I kind of, it was with a friend of mine, John Maloney, at a songwriting workshop. And I kind of wanted to do an old fashioned kind of crooner type song, you know. And something,
so
that, something that someone could sing in a pub or something, you know,
yeah,
that a group
yeah.
could sing. And a lot of people thought when I released it, I was covering something, you know. So that I think that was a kind of pat on the back, even
oh,
from
but it's
the
beautiful.
Start.
And then, of course, the version which was recorded with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. So we have that, you know.
During the lockdown, yeah.
During the lockdown.
Oh,
which was amazing for all the
have.
Kids. Kind of,
it.
You know, all the kids went back in school, they're all missing their friends, so it kind of fitted that as well, you know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that one.
But the sentiment of it is just phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, you know, I've recently lost. another member of an emotional fish before Christmas. And you know, every time we kind of lose someone, it still amazes me how shocked we are. Whereas that's where we're going. We're all, none of us are here forever. We're all just passing through. So.
Well, it's, and it doesn't matter what age. Like, we're to get Les Patterson died over the weekend, Dame Edna Everett.
Oh, yes.
And, but he was a very great age. He was 89, I think, 89.
Yeah.
And yet it still hits us. 89.
Yeah, you're still shocked.
Still surprised. I know. Yeah. You think, that's a good innings, you know, they're a good age, but they're still, you know, they're not here.
That's right. The seat's empty, that thing.
Yeah.
What was your name?
That's Ender Wires. He was a bass player.
God rest him. Yeah.
An emotional fish. And then we recently had a neighbour go. I mean, you know, kind of, I'm at that age now, I guess. Although I lost friends when I was younger, too. Yeah, and I think it's about that kind of, you know, they're inside you, they're with you, and
and moments that you shared over life. We've all had that happen to us when we lose people. Mm-hmm. We're very cheerful, aren't we, for a Monday?
I like to look at the positive side of being here. You know what I mean? It's great to be this side of the grass.
No, I think so. It's a lovely phrase. Len Goodman, we were just saying, has after passed away from Strictly at 79. Oh, so, you know, he's...
Yeah.
Anyway, my father used to say, there's people dying now, never died before. He was the wheeler, what can I tell you? You're going to be singing... Beefy, you're going to be doing Both Sides Now. Both Sides Now is... Now, this is a version of the arrangement of Vince Mendoza, which is just stunning.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Normally sing music by Joni Mitchell, for example?
Both Sides Now, I would have known, yes.
Yes.
Susan Boyle did a cover of it as well. But it's just when I wrote down the lyrics and I went through the lyrics, it's
astonishing.
Something that really you can get your teeth into and really sell it.
Did she sing it recently as an older woman as well?
Yes, she did.
It was really even more beautiful, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was part of the soundtrack of Love Actually, and that's the version
Emma
we're
Thompson,
doing, I
when
think.
She discovered your man was cheating on her.
Oh, and it just, it's like a brand new song, actually, the version we're going to be doing on
it
Thursday.
Is, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Very, very
I'm
special.
I'm excited already. Anyway, this is Aoife, because you're getting played in a minute. This is Aoife. And, this is a little Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia Keys,
okay. If I ain't got you, Aoife Mulholland.
Thank you very much.
Not at all, thank you,
Aoife.
Just told us that you played the piano on that as well.
I did, yeah.
Proper little Alicia Keys, aren't you?
Well, that was a concert I put on myself in Galway, and I said, this is my opportunity to play piano for myself. So
for you.
I got up and I did it, yeah. It was great.
Wonderful.
She's very dear, but she's very good.
You know, you have to pay for
it. You have to pay the money for quality. No, that's terrific. And listen, what about yourself, Terry? You're continuing to be busy and all the rest of it.
I made a kind of strange decision to get into circus. You know, record sales were kind of diminishing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got streaming and everything, so I saw the entertainment business going really towards entertainment, live entertainment, so I kind of built a circus. So I've done that for the last over 10 years.
Now, talk to me about the circus. When you say circus,
it's basically I curate a lot musical acts, and in between them I put on circus and sideshow, all sorts of strange. I mean, now every festival I think in Ireland has a hula hooper and a pole dancer.
But are you down in the back garden with a burlesque artist? Like, what are you doing?
I guess, you know, I moved to the country like 19 years ago, and I think I wouldn't have been able to kind of think like that had I remained in the city, you know, because I've got the open space and I've got a big barn to store all the kind of, I make all these props, all these kind of circus. So I'm interested in circus and carnival. It's always been a love I've had.
Is that in the background?
That's something I do. I also do another festival called Kaleidoscope, which is a kids' festival, family festival.
Yes, I've heard of
amazing.
That.
So those two festivals are kind of a steady thing.
But this is imagination. This is just out of here.
It's been fun, you know, but it's really, and then I get to write music that kind of walks in that kind of field as well, you know.
And the worrying thing, I mean, that's incredible about those ideas. The worrying thing on the night, Aoife, is he's going to make a show of my moustache when he comes out.
Yes.
I'm going to look like
you're
Mr. Inadequate.
Off.
No. A tash off.
I've modelled my look on Marty,
Are you wax? Sorry, if
I am waxing.
Excuse us for a moment. Are you waxing? Is that what you're doing?
I am waxing.
Waxing lyrically. You need to do it for the end bits.
Oh, you have to wax, Marty.
You have to wax. You see, I haven't. I clean, I polish, but I don't wax. So that could be. That's where I'm falling. Down,
Aoife. I think you're doing really, really
but
well.
But it's a magnificent mustache.
Thank
it
you
is
very much.
The workhorse.
I actually shaved it off a couple of months ago and took a break.
Did you?
Yeah, it's good to take a break from yourself.
I haven't shaved it off since I was a
mother. No, be careful, you know, you don't know who you are.
But no one will know. No. What about family? Do they recognise
you? Well, this is it, you can escape, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as you've enough in the bank, when you see us with no mustaches, you know.
But you look completely different when you get rid of it.
You do.
It's a strange one.
A different person.
But I've had it all my life. I'll be afraid the lip will be down on my knees now at this stage, you know. Will we play True Friends?
Let's
play True Friends.
Give me your glass, follow your heart. What that it takes. stars will fall. There's always something you forget to say. Don't dismay. True friends never part.
There but Celine Byrne at the back end of that. She's a gas woman. True Friends, Jerry Fish featuring the RTE Concert Orchestra, which you did, everyone did remotely.
Yes, in lockdown, yeah. Everybody.
Astonishing, you know.
Yeah, it was quite, it was Damon Chanel here had to mix it, God love him.
He's difficult. A bit of a genius.
I think only Damon could do it.
Yeah, he's terrific.
It was like, yeah, cellos, everything on
it's just, yeah, isn't magic what you can do, you know?
Beautiful. Yeah, it was amazing. But it was amazing that we all pulled together there. I think there was a real that feeling as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's beautiful. And whenever we play it, people seem to warm to it more and more. So that we'll have that on the night as well, which is going to be quite something, you know? It really is. You looking forward to it?
Oh, can't wait.
There's a rehearsal later on this week, and I love telling people this. One of my great thrills, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's the fact that quite often I will hear the concert orchestra rehearsing. Now, I could be going up the corridor, be going to the loo, or I could be going for a coffee or whatever, and 20 to 11, now it could be Berlioz, or it could be, I don't know, Springsteen, doesn't matter what they're playing, but you can hear them rehearsing at like 10:30 in the morning in here.
Beautiful.
And you feel kind of,
wow.
How to be, you know, just being a part of that.
Yeah.
And the fact that these people are over there, these incredible musicians.
Yeah, we're very privileged to have an orchestra, you know, and it's never expensive to get to see them, really, you know.
It's not, which is interesting, you know, when you think about it, the talent that's on that stage and what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
So I'll see you Wednesday.
Ooh.
Oh, I see Wednesday. And we'd all be in our duds. Can I just say, that is a lovely jumper. Did you mean that?
It's one of our Saints. Hearts.
Yeah.
Spread the love.
Oh, I thought it was for the football club. No, it's lovely.
Football and me, not really.
No. Well, listen, I wish you both well, and we'll see you on Wednesday with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Really looking forward to it.
Jerry, thank you for joining us in
EFA
too.
Much.
It's going to be great. Really looking forward to Thursday. It'll be just, you know, I'm still having a clue what we're going to do, but we'll do something. We'll make it work. Working Class Hero to take us out today. Is that
working
all right?
Working Class Hero, fantastic.
For yourself and the RTE Concert Orchestra. Keep the faith. We'll do it after the break, and we'll talk to you in the morrow. God bless.